My name is Lizzie Deal. I'm 17 years old. Today is December 17th, 2021, and I'm speaking with Dennis Deal, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Grundy, Virginia. Can you tell me about what you do for a living?
Well, I'm a disabled coal miner. I've hurt my back and stuff. We're working in the coal mine so many years. My neck. I'm going to have a neck operation. I need one on my back now.
So what did you do in the coal mine?
I done multiple things. I worked in a belt line 3 years, shovel on coal. I done fly work, building branches and sills. That requires cinder blocks and solid blocks, they call them, cement and plaster. Run scoop for a long time. Motor hauling coal to the dump and dumping it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
Actually, I thought I was going to be a WWE wrestler. My idol was Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I went into the same occupation, my dad, my brothers, and the rest of my family in the coal mines.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Yeah. The harder you bust your butt and work in a coal mine, the faster you get disabled.
You get disabled. Yeah. So I guess it's good to take it slow.
It's good to take have a pace on doing things. You gotta take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need help, ask for help instead of just going ahead and trying to do all of your stuff.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite stories from your work life?
I don't know, not really. It was many different ones.
Mm-hmm. Many interesting things happened.
There was one night we were working, and the man out on the outside of the mine, he called in and told us he wanted to go home because it started snowing snowflakes as big as dollar pieces.
Oh my
several
God.
Pieces.
Wow.
He said some looked like his hand just about coming down.
Mm-hmm.
We thought he was joking. And then the boss, he went outside.
Mm-hmm.
He called back in panicking and said he wasn't lying. He then left and went home, and he said it looked like it was already 7 or 8 inches of snow. He couldn't even see outside. It was a big coming down for him.
Wow.
So he called the owner of the mines, and the owner of the mines said no, they wouldn't give him no snow. And for us to work the rest of the night, we had 8 more hours to run coal. And the boss told us we could do whatever we wanted, but we was on our own because he was leaving too. He
yeah.
was going home before he got trapped.
Uh-huh.
So we had to go ahead and shut down and leave
mm-hmm.
because we couldn't work without him.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got outside, yeah, it was like a blizzard. It was trees falling. A 5-minute drive to my home took 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Just to get home.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite awesome. Story. The night that it wouldn't cost me no snow, it has been pretty and stuff we worked, it turned out to be a blizzard.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of snow, too. Wow. If you could do anything for work, what would you do and why?
Well, you done finished that one day. I didn't say.
Yeah.
There was another thing. We had 2 cows in the mouth of the mines one day.
Oh.
Anything for work and why? Said that would be a WWE wrestler.
Yeah, that seems like it'd be pretty cool.
They get paid millions of dollars for nothing.
I know, they just run around.
And be on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be cool. A lot of people try to do that.
And I always want to be a police officer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Protect and serve.
Yeah, I feel like that could be interesting, too.